It's the football event that much of the nation's waiting for, this weekend's AFL Grand Final, which this year is a battle between Geelong and Port Adelaide. Port won the final only 3 years ago, but it's 12 years since the Cats have made it this far and 44 years since they've taken the cup home. Today, 10,000 Geelong fans turned out to Kardinia Park to watch their team's final training session. Our own Cats fan, Alison Caldwell, has been at this morning's training session and she joins us now. So, Alison, 10,000 people just to watch the training session. Give us a sense of the level of excitement out there.
Oh, Eleanor, you couldn't imagine it. It was just amazing. You could really feel the love for all of those boys who are out there on the training ground. There were probably between 7,000 and 10,000 people there. People that I spoke to who had come from as far away as Alice Springs and Brisbane to be able to watch their favourite team in a grand final. As you know, a lot of people missed out on getting tickets, but this was the next best thing, was to actually see their team in person going through the training run this morning. It was tremendous excitement. They played the anthem, the Cats theme song, about 7, possibly 10 times. And with each time they played it, the enthusiasm was as great as ever, the cheers, the roars, the excitement. It was also really good to see the players stopping and after they'd had their little training run, sort of going up to the fans and signing as many autographs as they possibly could. It seemed to be really very much about the fans today, which was great.
Let's just hear a bit of a taste of what happened this morning.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong, we're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played, at home or far away. The flag is flying high, turned on to dust, down at Kardinia Park. Woohoo!
Have you been to one of these training sessions before?
No, I've got a couple of weeks' holidays and thought we'd come down and do the morning down here at the Skilled Stadium. It's fantastic.
How do you think they're looking?
Pretty good. Just looking for Gary Ablett, really. He's not out there yet, but nah, he'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there soon.
He'll be there, okay. What do you think about all of this?
Oh, no, I think it's wonderful. Yeah, I'm her mum and I haven't been down here before either, so it's good.
It's pretty ecstatic. Everyone's pretty excited, I suppose, because they're in a grand final.
And I guess, were you around the last time they played in a grand final?
No, the last time they played was at 95 or something like that.
Right, yeah.
No, the last time they won was the year my mum was born.
So she's excited, is she?
Yeah, she's very excited, yep.
How do you think the players look at training? There was some concern about them last week at training.
No, I reckon they look good. Ready for the match on Saturday?
So, Alison, there's been a sense of inevitability about the Cats season for much of this year. How are the players dealing with the pressure?
Well, from what I could see today, they looked very relaxed. They seem to be putting up pretty well with all the pressure. They don't like to talk about history. They say it's all about the future. They don't want to talk about the fact that, you know, okay, we haven't lost for 44 years. They really want to look to the future and look to Saturday, really. The big talk today, though, too, not amongst the players, I'm sure that happened yesterday, but amongst the fans, was about the decision to drop one of their ruckmen for another ruckman, Stephen King. They dropped Mark Blake for Stephen King, who played very well in the VFL Grand Final on Sunday. But he used to be the captain of the side. The team management thought he'd be better placed to take on Port Adelaide's ruckman, but that's still, you know, a big change at the last minute, concerned a few fans. But the players themselves seem to be coasting along beautifully.
Alison Caldwell at Kardinia Park, thank you.